KTWH 99.5 FM, and the one and only Patsy Cline with her biggest hit, Crazy. And that's so funny that I was playing that and Madeline called and we're saying, isn't this crazy that this is the third Thursday of the month already? So we're all just going a little crazy this morning, I guess.
We could do worse than follow in Patsy's footsteps.
Right? Exactly. If that's the kind of crazy we are, I will roll with that.
Cheers to that. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, isn't it just bananas that it's May 15th, but this is our second call?
Yeah, that's so weird. And just so listeners know that there are five Thursdays this month, so it will be 3 weeks. We'll miss 2 weeks before we get library news again.
Well, we better just not do anything at the library for 3 weeks. We'll just sit pretty and see what happens.
We have you in community events, so we will have you covered.
Wonderful. Good, because, oh my gosh, I'm looking at our newsletter trying to pick just 10 minutes worth of conversation, and I've got to start with Friends of the Library book sale.
Yes.
So that's the only reason why I'm not going to keep you on the air for an extra hour today, Michelle, is as soon as I hang up with you, I was actually going to drive straight to the Lakeview Aspires Conference Center for the book sale, but I'm a Friends member, so I got book bucks during the Friends tabling during National Library Week, and I forgot them in my office. And I was like, should I go early? But it's special members hour from 8 to 10, and I just pictured some KTWH listener who knows what I'm looking for, who's going to poach on in. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, this is serious business. That's so funny. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
You thought Black Friday was serious. You have not been to Members Day at the Friends Book Sale. No.
But, you know, that's really honest of you to, you know, that as this is being set up, you're not pulling the good stuff. You and all the other fabulous volunteers and friends of the library, you're putting it out there so that community members, listeners, have first dibs. And that's the point of members only. That starts at what time did you say?
Yep, so 8 to 10 this morning, and then from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., all shoppers are welcome. And you can purchase a Friends membership at the door. It goes to a great cause. And this year, you know, our Friends book sale is through the generosity of our donors, of our patrons, of our volunteers. We had somebody donate a trunk full of Princess Diana books. And so our Friends volunteer said, well, I guess let's have a Princess Diana table. Because, you know, everybody loves learning more about the royals and how beautiful and tragic Lady Di, Princess Di was. So if you are interested at all in the British royal family, if you watch The Crown, if you're interested in coffee table books, there are some absolutely gorgeous Princess Di books through the generosity of a patron last week. And that is something that, you know, when they started setting up for the book sale, they didn't say, oh, don't forget to have room for the Princess Diana table. This is just, you know, every sale is just a little bit different and has its own flavor. So today, again, members only from 8 to 10. I promise I'm not going to buy everything. I didn't, honestly, Michelle, I didn't even bring a tote bag. I was like, I'm purchasing what I can carry. And with my two little human arms, and that is just fine. And then 10 to 6, all shoppers are welcome. Tomorrow, 10 to 6. And then Saturday, 10 to 3 for the bag sale. So $7, get whatever you can fit into a bag. And again, this is at our Aspires Lakeview Conference Center. We really appreciate the partnership of the Aspires Lakeview crew.
That's so amazing. You're just hoping that the cookbooks you find are going to be small so you can carry more of them. You're going to pick out the pocket-sized cookbooks.
Oh, you have my number.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's starting this morning for members and runs through Saturday at Aspires. And that's a beautiful setup up there, too. So nice.
You did such a great job.
Yes.
And if you're listening remotely and you're not into Harbors this week, don't worry. Remember, we have that perpetual book sale shelf here at the library that gets restocked every Wednesday. And then next week, Thursday, May 22nd, from noon to 5, there's a sale in the library's meeting room where everything is 25 cents. So some of those bargain books that you might be looking for from noon to 5, Thursday, May 22nd, there'll be a 25-cent sale as well. So plenty of opportunities to get stocked up for summer reading.
Awesome. Speaking of, are we ready to talk about that, or will that be next month?
Oh, we can talk a little bit. I have a sneak peek for an adult prize I'm especially excited
about. Oh, okay. Give it to me.
Have you read the Whistling Pine series by Dean Hovey?
No, I think we've talked about
that. We've talked about it, I think, because it's a mystery series set here in Two Harbors.
Yes. Oh, I've talked with her. She's been on my show. Yes. I knew that name sounded familiar.
Awesome. Well, they're working on the next book, mystery book set in Two Harbors, and agreed that one of our adults who wins summer reading will get to be a character in the next book. So they're going to be fun. So I kind of half joked, but not really joked, that next year we should say for a prize your ex can get written in. And
as perhaps one of the victims.
Yeah, exactly. But we're starting out nice, and a patron can be, at first I asked, are you, can they just be like a walk-on character? But Dean is writing with his niece, Anne Flagey, and said, do you know what? Why would we do that when we could just interview them and have their full personality in the book? So one of the prizes will be this August, get interviewed, and then the new book should come out in 2026.
That is, so I would be excited about that, too.
Part of library history. I know. Oh, my gosh. So
that's so
fun.
That
is something we haven't done yet, and we think it will be a hoot.
Yep, that is beautiful. And when is the summer reading program kicking off?
June 9th, which is the first Monday, when there's not school, and it's going to run through July 31st.
Okay.
And as always, we just want to make sure you're having fun reading. Read a newspaper, read a book, get a recommendation from a friend, from a library worker, and there's prizes and incentives along the ways. Kids will earn meals at Culver's, teens will earn Dairy Queen Blizzards, and once again, we're able to partner with the Two Harbors Farmers Market, so all adults who read 600 minutes, so 10 hours spread over 2 months, get a $5 gift card to the farmers market.
That's so awesome. Sweet. So we can talk more about that the first Thursday in June, and you can give us the scoop on that too. So what do we have coming up in the next week or so at our own Two Harbors Public Library?
I actually have two Music Michelle programs.
Yay! What do you got?
Well, of course, there's a moth dance party tomorrow afternoon from 1:30 to 2:30.
I heard Mac talking about that. Oh, my
God. Oh, my gosh. We just love our partnership with Gooseberry Falls State Park and the creativity that their team of naturalists comes up with. So we're going to learn more about moths, and then we encourage people to wear white or colors that will glow under UV light. And it'll just be a fun neon dance party as if we are all beautiful moths.
That is so fabulous. And if you heard Leo's listeners, if you heard his interview with the naturalist who's doing it, she's like, it's geared for kids, but hey, who doesn't want to dance like a moth? So anybody is welcome to come, and that's brilliant. Love it. Yeah.
And hey, remind me, if listeners miss that interview, we can listen to interviews on the KTWH website, right?
They are usually put the next week, but interviews are played again on Saturdays during our Saturday morning mix.
Okay, so, perfect.
Yep.
There's just, I'm not complaining, I'm just explaining. There's just so much fun things on KTWH. And not enough hours in the day. So I want to make sure I'm able to catch up.
Yep. That's a great question. Yep. Interviews are played on the Saturday of that week. And then by that next Monday, they're all should be archived up on our website. So thanks to all of our behind-the-scenes people who make that happen.
I was going to say, that's a big lift for volunteers. So thank you, KTWH.
Yes. Yep. And thanks to thanks to our buddies. Yep. So you said you had another music one. What do you got?
Yes. So Monday, May 19th, Charlie McGuire is a songwriter and folk singer, and he's bringing some songs and stories about maritime anniversaries in 2025. The concert's called Going to Bartolina. You might know that this is going to be the 50th anniversary of the loss of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and Charlie is just really authentic songwriter, folk singer with an ear for authentic human stories and a nose for research, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And this is a program that was sponsored through the generosity of Minnesota voters through the Legacy Fund. And again, this is next Monday morning, Monday, May 19th, from 10 to 11 a.m.
Nice. That's, wow, 50 years. That's kind of wacky. Right. Yeah. You guys just have so much stuff going on. I generally don't like to backtrack, but I am curious, because we talk about all these great things that happen and they're wonderful, and then I hear the buzz from people who attend them. So sometimes it's just nice to do a follow-up. I'm really curious on how your first puzzle exchange went a couple months ago.
I'm so glad you asked. So you're right to call it the first, because we're definitely going to do this again next year. I'm at my computer, so let me pull up how many people participated. I know we exchanged over 130 puzzles.
Ah, that's so fabulous.
Isn't that just exciting? And there were just absolutely gorgeous ones. And again, I just am so lucky to work at the Two Harbors Public Library with our great patrons, because we had somebody who donated, Michelle's sitting down, so I'll say this number. Somebody donated 73 puzzles and came back and said, do you know what? I only want 25 new ones, so let me leave all these tickets for if somebody walks in and didn't participate and just wants a puzzle. Yeah, nice. So it looks like we had 32 people come and exchange over 130 different puzzles.
That's so awesome.
And I love it, too, because just the human story, we heard from somebody who said that her husband's experiencing memory loss, and puzzles are one of the things that they're able to do together. So the fact that she was able to get more 300-piece puzzles, we heard from somebody who's stocking up for her grandson's classroom. We heard from people who just puzzle all winter and are exchanging, kind of host their own puzzle exchange with friends. So it was just so much fun to be there with that conversation, that energy, and see some really gorgeous puzzles get new homes.
That's so you guys were spot on again, because this was a need and an interest, and look at all that fabulous feedback. I'm so glad it was a success.
Thank you. And actually, speaking of that, we're kind of kicking around the idea of doing other kinds of swaps. I'm glad you brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we thought, what if we do a craft supply swap? Mm-hmm. So listeners, if there's a particular type of program or particular swap in particular that you would be interested in, please let us know. You can reach us at thpl@alslib.info, or just stop by the front desk. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7, or give us a call at 218-834-3148. Because again, we do this for you, and we want to know what you're looking for. And that puzzle swap was so fun. I thought about a craft swap just because I used to say I'm a knitter, but now I'm just somebody who looks at the yarn in my house.
I like the shopping part of it. Oh my gosh, there's so many pretty colors, and there's, and then, you know, I have a lot of half started stuff.
Oh, 100%. But you definitely don't have the supplies you need for what you're thinking of, right?
Oh, that's a great idea. Crafts, yarn, you know, those reusable things are like you said, things that you have too much of, or you don't do that anymore. And, you know, rather than sitting in a box not being used, you know, introduce it to someone new, or, you know, add it to their collection. That's a great idea.
And gives you kind of permission to say why not, and to start something new, where I might not go buy off a set of watercolors.
Right.
But if it's free at a swap, you know, give it a try, and if it doesn't work, I bring it back.
Yep. Oh, I love it. Love, love, love it. How do listeners get in touch with you again?
So you can email us at THPL for Two Harbors Public Library at ALSLIB.info. Give us a call at 218-834-3148. See us online, and you can sign up for our newsletter because, of course, we barely scratch the surface of everything going on at twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or follow us on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library, where we post about our events as well as some great sneak peeks about new books that come out. We're here to help, and we're excited to hear from you.
That's so wonderful. I do have that new one of adult tips, or I have that on hold. You talked about that a couple times.
Gretchen Rubin.
Yep. So I have that on hold. It hasn't come in yet, but so thanks for the tip on that one. And just
always and anytime
for listeners who heard about the book sale and didn't have their pen and paper ready, can you just run through the hours again so listeners get that written down?
As a reminder, this is at the Aspirus Lakeview Conference Center, so that nice big room in the hospital. Today from 8 to 10, it's members only, but you can purchase a membership at the door, and it goes to support the Friends of the Library, which is a nonprofit that supports the library. And then from 10 to 6, it's open for all shoppers. 10 to 6 tomorrow, Friday, and then Saturday, from 10 to 3, it is a $7 bag sale.
Sweet. All right. Oh, my gosh. I kept you way over. See, we couldn't get it done in 10 minutes. You totally called that one.
You do not hear me complaining, though. I love calling in on the first and third Thursday of the month.
Oh, thank you for your generous time, and we so appreciate this. And I'll let you go. You have a great day, Madeline.
You too. Hey, are there any CDs I should set aside for you when I'm shopping?
You know, it's kind of like the Princess Di. I don't know until I see them. Like, I need that one.
Very good point. Well, I know you have the Randy Newman box set.
Oh, you know what?
I'll leave that for somebody else.
Oh, I haven't gotten through it yet. Oh, no.
Oh, God. That would take a lifetime.
Right?
Cool.
Oh, thanks, Madeline.
Have a great day, Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, listeners. See you at the sale.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
Yep, bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. Always so much fun.